Will the House please come to order? Will members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to indicate their presence by voting? Will the clerk please take the roll?
37 members present.
Representative Barnes?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Vasca and Grusendorf excused from the call of the House today.
Will the members please rise for the invocation by Reverend John Tyndall, Northern Lights United Church.
He was born in Florida, New York in 1801. He was the leading Republican in the nation in 1860, defeated, however, by Abraham Lincoln for the presidential nomination of his party. He then worked vigorously for Lincoln's election as President of the United States. Among other important tasks he accomplished was the purchase of Alaska from Russia. At the time, the purchase was mockingly called Seward's Folly, Seward's Icebox. Almighty God, we thank you for visionary souls such as William Henry Seward. Amen.
Representative Martin.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent for the prayer to be spread on the journal.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Representative Kopanen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Under introduction of guests, I'd like to introduce the Choir of the North. 25 years ago, the Choir of the North from the University of Alaska in Fairbanks made its first tour to southeastern Alaska, visiting Sitka, Juneau, and Ketchikan. At that time, they sang for the legislature. In fact, several members of the choir are now either in the legislature or are working for the legislature. And perhaps some of these young people will be in these seats in some future years. But at this time, I'd just like to turn it over to the choir.
Thank you. very much. That was an old Russian liturgical piece that we did first for you. The next we'd like to do is a white spiritual, I Hear a Voice of Praying. And the Alaska flag song for our last one.
Thank you for the beautiful music. And thank you, Representative Kopanen, for making the arrangements so that we have the opportunity to hear this lovely group. Representative Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Normally we ask the
you'd entertain a motion to move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal. I was wondering if we could, I could move and ask unanimous consent that the participants today could, the names of the participants could be spread on the journal for getting us off to such a good start.
If Representative Kopanen could provide the names to the clerk.
Get them a little later.
Thank you. Without objection, the names will be spread on the journal. This brings us to certification of the journal. Will the clerk please certify the journal for the 75th, 76th, and 77th legislative days in House Supplement number 113?
As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 75th, 76th, and 77th days in House Supplement number 113.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent the journal for the 75th, 76th, and 77th legislative days and Journal Supplement number 113 be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction? Messages from the Governor.
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
President Kurtula appointed a third conference committee to consider Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 257, Judiciary Amended, and House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 257, Judiciary Amended House, Standards of Conduct of Legislators and Legislative Employees, and Establishing a Select Committee on Legislative Ethics. Senator Ferguson, Chairman, Senator Kelly, and Senator Bennett, the House members have already been selected. The President discharged the second conference committee with limited powers of free conference on the same bill. The Senate approved the citation in memoriam Christopher Kimura by Senators Rohde, Pettijohn, Halford, and Fakes, and it is transmitted for consideration. I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Other communications?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Hess has had committee substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 26 rules relating to the feasibility of creating local advisory boards under consideration. Recommends it be replaced with House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 26 Hess with the same title and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Ms. Tischer, Chairman, concurring by Euling, Tischer, Kopanen, Pestinger, and Davis. The Senate Concurrent Resolution number 26 has no further referral. The Committee on Hess has had Senate Joint Resolution number 26 relating to training of physicians under consideration, recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Ms. Tischer, Chairman, concurring by Tischer, Euling, Davis, Kopanen, and Pestinger. Senate Joint Resolution number 26 has no further referral. The Committee on Labor and Commerce has had committee substitute for Senate Bill 296, Labor and Commerce, relating to certain licenses, permits, and registrations under consideration. Recommends it be replaced with House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 296, Labor and Commerce, with the same title, and recommends it do pass and attaches a fiscal note. Report was signed by Mr. Cowdery, Chairman, concurring by Cowdery, Furness, Pestinger, Euling, and Kopanen. Senate Bill 296 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Committee on Hess had sponsor substitute for House Bill 617, making a supplemental appropriation to the Alaska State Council on the Arts under consideration and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Ms. Tischer, Chairman, concurring by Gall, Kopanen, Davis, Euling, and Pestinger. Tischer signed, no recommendation on fiscal note. Sponsor substitute for House Bill 617 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
Citation in memoriam, Celine Joseph, by Representative Schultz. I have no resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of bills.
House Bill 704 by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to automobile clubs.
House Bill 704 is referred to the Labor and Commerce Committee.
House Bill 705 by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to the Real Estate Surety Fund.
Labor and Commerce and Finance Committees.
House Bill 706 by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to the authority of the Oil and Gas Conservation Commission.
Labor and Commerce Committee.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. Representative Gall.
Can we have a brief at ease, please?
Will the House please stand at ease? Please read the first item on today's calendar.
House Bill 479 by Hayes and Liska, an act relating to the issuance of citations for the violation of certain offenses within state park and recreational facilities. The Committee on
Resources has had House Bill 479 under consideration. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 479 Resources with the same title. Recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. Report was signed by Mr. Ringsted, co-chairman, concurred in by Schultz, Larson, Bessel, Gall, Liska, Cowdery, Euling, and Ringsted. The Committee on Judiciary has had the bill under consideration. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 479 Judiciary with the same title. Recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note with analysis. Report was signed by Mr. Bessel, chairman, signing do pass, Liska, Hayes, Malone, and Bessel. Glockson has no recommendation. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 479 under consideration. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 479 Finance with a new title, and recommends it do pass and attaches 2-0 fiscal notes. Report was signed by Mr. Adams, chairman, signing do pass, Adams, Bettesworth, Furness, Grusendorf, Jaroff, and Fritz. Duncan has no recommendation. I have three committee substitutes on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent that Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 479 be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
There is objection. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, on the motion, the only change I can see in a quick review is the elimination of the effective date. Is there any other difference between the Judiciary and Finance versions?
Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On page 2, lines number 15, 16, and 17, the Judiciary version had two members of the House Resource Committee. We switched that to one member of the House Resource Committee and one member of the Senate Resource Committee of the legislature, and the effective date is correct on the last page.
Representative Clarkson?
That's the only two changes? Withdraw my objection.
Is there further objection to the adoption of the Finance Committee substitute? Hearing none, the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 479 is adopted in lieu of the original bill. Does the clerk have amendments?
Not on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent the committee substitute for House Bill 479 Finance be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the clerk please read the bill for the third time?
Committee substitute for House Bill 479 Finance by the Finance Committee. An act relating to the issuance of citations for the violation of certain offenses within state park and recreational facilities and providing for an effective date.
To debate? Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 479 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk, may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk, may take the roll.
37 yeas, no nays.
The Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 479 has passed the House. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent the roll call vote on passage of committee substitute for House Bill 479. Finance be considered the roll call vote on effective date clause.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
House Bill 702 by the Labor and Commerce Committee. An act extending the termination date of the Board of Examiners and Optometry and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Labor and Commerce has had House Bill 702 under consideration and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cowdery, Chairman, concurred in by Cowdery, Furness, Ringsted, Kopanen, Euling, and Pestinger. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 702 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the clerk please read the bill for the third time?
House Bill 702 by the Labor and Commerce Committee. An act extending the termination date of the Board of Examiners and Optometry and providing for an effective date.
Are you ready for the question?
Question.
Question is, shall House Bill 702 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk, may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk, may take the roll.
37 yeas, no nays.
House Bill 702 has passed the House. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent to the roll call vote on passage of House Bill 702. Be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Senate Bill 439 by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act extending the termination date of the Board of Chiropractic Examiners and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Labor and Commerce has had Senate Bill 439 under consideration and recommends it do pass and attaches a chairman's letter or memorandum, and the report was signed by Mr. Cowdery, chairman, signing do pass, Cowdery, Furness, Ringsted, Kopanen, Euling, and Pestinger. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 439 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the clerk please read the bill for the third time?
Senate Bill 439 by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act extending the termination date of the Board of Chiropractic Examiners and providing for an effective date.
Is there debate? Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall Senate Bill 439 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
37 yeas, no nays.
Senate Bill 439 has passed the House. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent the roll call vote on passage. Senate Bill 439 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chairman, or Mr. Speaker, there is a chairman's letter, a memorandum. This time, I move and ask unanimous consent the adoption of the chairman's letter of memoranda.
Representative Clarkson. House, please stand at ease. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent. I be allowed to withdraw my previous motion.
Without objection, so ordered. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar? Representative Barnes.
Mr. Speaker.
Citation in memoriam Tito and Nina Pena by Senator Sturgiluski, Halford, Rohde, Josephson, and Kurtula, and Representative Liska.
Representative Liska.
Citation, that's unanimous consent.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the citation is approved. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Citation in memoriam Harold E. Pomeroy by Senator Sturgiluski, Kurtula, Gilman, Vic Fisher, Rohde, Josephson, Halford, Rohde, Representatives Barnes, Fritz, Clarkson, Liska, Hayes, Furness, Abood, Bussell, and Ward.
Representative Lindar.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be added as a co-sponsor to that citation.
Without objection, so ordered. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent for approval of the citation.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the citation is approved. This brings us to the end of today's calendar and to unfinished business. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent that Representatives Liska be excused from the call of the House on Thursday, March 29th, at plain time through Friday, March 30th, and that Representative Herman be excused from the call of the House on Wednesday, April the 26th. 5th through April the 27th.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the representatives are excused as requested. Further unfinished business. Announcement of committee meetings. Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The CRA subcommittee will continue its work at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. The subcommittee on HES will continue its work at 8:30 tomorrow morning. House Finance will do its Tuesday's regular finance meeting starting at 12:30, not 1:30 tomorrow.
Representative Winty.
Brief at ease.
House, please stand at ease. Committee announcements. Representative Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Rules Committee will be meeting on two bills Wednesday the 28th, and on the agenda is House Bill 551, Delta Junction Bison Range, Senate Bill 67, Utilities, Facilities, Highway Projects. And the meeting will be in the House Resources Room at 8:30.
Representative Cowdery.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Labor and Commerce Committee will be meeting tomorrow morning at 8:15 in the Barron's Building, Room 209. We'll be dealing with House Bill 689 relating to Rural Electrification Loan Fund, and also House Bill 347 relating to licensing and practitioners of naturopathic medicine.
Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be a brief House Democratic Caucus on adjournment.
Representative Tischer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Health, Education, Social Services Committee will be meeting in Room 112 today at 1:15. On the agenda is House Bill 631, Runaway Children. And if there's time, we will take bills up that are in our limbo file. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further announcements? Special orders. Representative Szymanski.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to have the privilege of the floor to speak on fiscal responsibility.
You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As you know, I've risen on this floor on numerous occasions to talk about fiscal responsibility and in some ways try to encourage this body to give definition to what many times are really false or what could be assumed to be political rhetoric. Mr. Speaker, over the weekend I had the opportunity to look over a recent news article which you participated in and which was carefully worded, and it shocked me to see what I think is some suggestions being made, and I note that it's not directly you personally doing it, but there are many legislators who are suggesting that we may want to launch onto a new, absurd, irresponsible course of action to break the spending limit that the voters of Alaska put before us only 2 years ago. From my perspective, many times I've looked at that spending limit and I found it to be almost a complete fraud in its current form. It's a fraud from the sense that it's never slowed down the spending of this body and the other body one iota. Mr. Speaker, at some point in time, we're going to have to come to grips with the fact that the state of Alaska, the oil wealth that we're currently living on, is going to come to an end. To suggest that we could play with putting before the voters a proposition to exceed and break the spending limit that's currently in place makes no sense. What we do need now more than ever and desperately need is a financial plan for the state of Alaska. That financial plan requires three key elements, one of which you have been working on with many other legislators of this body, and I would hope that as we refine it, we'll get down to looking at developing a financial plan, and that is to live within our means under a cash-based budgeting system. But that doesn't mean anything except for a warning signal of 18 months before we go over the edge. What we need in addition to that is to live within our means, restrain our budgeting to the point that we are actually investing a significant portion of our existing revenues into revenue production for the future. Those are the two key elements. And to suggest that we're going to exceed the budget limitation that we have before us today, and that may be somehow embraced by our constituency, the people of Alaska, is not the message that I receive when I return from a visit home with the constituency of my district. Indeed, they want to know why the budget restraints that they voted on several years ago are not working. Somehow, people have been led to believe that maybe the answer is the permanent fund and the undistributed income account. I would hope that somehow this body stand up and as a united body in defense of that permanent fund, and particularly the undistributed income account. To suggest that there's $450 million in undistributed funds there ready to get our greedy hands on is totally irresponsible, negligence, and goes beyond any sense of relevant understanding of what really fiscal responsibility is. Fiscal responsibility, very simply put, means you have to understand where you're at right now, where you want to be at in the future, and to design a course of action to get there. And to continue to spend like drunken sailors is beyond me how we can continue to suggest it. Mr. Speaker, I'm going to look forward to working with you and the other members of this body to bring this under control. I have no no dreams that somehow the people of Alaska are going to want to break that spending limit. Matter of fact, to the contrary, I firmly believe what we ought to do is take that $450 million, invest it into the corpus of that fund, so it's going to produce a revenue of the future of Alaska, and I'd encourage this body to encourage the administration to move in that direction. Make that type of prudent investment. But not only the $450 million, we need to double that figure. Yes, Mr. Speaker, I think that we've come a long ways with trying to make budget reform and tried to take rhetoric and put it into substance, but we haven't come quite close enough yet. And the bottom line is we've got to design a vehicle, and that vehicle is take the hands, the legislative hands, off of that throttle control that's burning up those funds, roll a significant portion of those funds into the fund itself for investment, have that fund produce the revenues that we need in the future. Otherwise, we're going to find ourselves walking out of here talking fiscal responsibility like everybody's going to do when they go back and talk to their constituents. So let's go get elected on it. But it isn't going to do anything. It's kind of like the farce that we pulled off when the spending limit was put into place. It didn't really do anything. I just hope that the readers of this article and the readers of the article in this body will dismiss any thoughts of advancing budget-breaking proposals to the constituency that we have, divorce ourselves of any type of thoughts of raiding the permanent fund, and indeed look at the opposite direction of investing strongly in that fund. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Fritz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like the privilege of the floor to speak on Seward's home.
You have the floor, Representative Fritz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In central New York, there's a little town called Auburn. And in the very center of it, on the most valuable piece of real estate, is Seward's home. It would have been cut up into business establishment had it not been for a group of women, as is usually the case, who had the imagination to realize how valuable a national shrine it would be. And I only bring this up, Mr. Speaker, since I notice that we are more and more a peripatetic group, and that in the course of our carrying out the business of this house, sometimes we find ourselves in the city of New York. And if that should be the case and you have a weekend, I would very strongly urge you all to visit that shrine. It's a fascinating spot, and he, a little man of only 4'6", was a real ball of fire, having, among other things, beside the purchase of Alaska, having had to his credit the fact that he was governor of the state of New York twice. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Tuesday, March 27, 1984.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the House stands adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.